Hey there, puppy. Have you been keeping yourself busy while I'm away? Oh, I'm sorry that it's storming. Did you stay inside all day? Well, at least you had an excuse to be lazy. You didn't have anything planned for today, did you? I'm just asking because getting rained out sucks. But on the positive, it means you have more time to spend inside talking to me. According to Dan, we're supposed to be heading home in 3 days. I know. I was supposed to be home tomorrow, but the conference got extended. I feel really awful about it. One of the speakers ended up having to drop out, which means there was some sort of a gap. Then they started to scramble and eventually found someone to cover for them, but that meant changing the actual program. So, to make sure everything runs smoothly, the conference got pushed forward and we're all just enjoying the amenities that the hotel offers us. And I'll be really, really honest. It's so fucking boring without you here, Pop. I've missed you every night I've stayed here. The bed's too big. The shower's too empty, and there's no one to talk to as I fall asleep. Turns out, I need your snoring to sleep well. Anyways, I was just calling to see if you were busy doing anything. I'm not interrupting, right? Does that mean you would be willing to play a game with me, Pop? Well, I've had a lot of free time to think, considering the company didn't plan for something like this to happen. It means I've had quite a bit of time to think about how I'm going to make it up to you. You know, for having to stay these few extra days. Obviously, it wasn't my intention to be away from you for so long. But that doesn't mean you're ever too far from my thoughts. I've spent most of my days with the Do Not Disturb sign on my door, if you know what I mean. So, when I looked at my phone and saw what time it was, I figured it couldn't hurt to call to see what kind of a mood you're in. If it's been hard on me to be away from you, I can only imagine the toll it's taking on you. No head scratches, no kisses, no cuddles. You must be dying from the lack of attention. You're in dire need of a pick-me-up, aren't you? All it took was hearing my voice, and your body has a reaction. Why don't you reach into our bedside table and get the lube out? Oh, don't you worry. I'm going to touch myself in due time, puppy. I'm sorry, but my own pleasure is not my biggest concern right now. I've been desperate to hear you on the phone for at least a day now. I'm going to take my time and enjoy taking you apart. Teasing you the way you've been teasing me and my thoughts. Right now, it's all about you, puppy. I want to hear how much you've missed me. Your moans always get me wetter than any porn video can. This is the longest we've spent apart since moving in together. The bed has felt so empty without you by my side. If I can't feel you next to me, I'm going to have to settle for listening to you moan my name. Can you get your finger wet for me? That's what I like to hear. Good job, puppy. Don't leave a single part dry. Going to be fingering yourself open with it. Wishing it was my mouth around your finger. My tongue licking the salt off as you watch me. But sadly, you're alone, so this will just have to do. Sounds like that finger is wet enough. I need you to slowly put it in your pussy. Think you can handle that, pup? Then you have permission. Let the finger slip inside you. I want you to close your eyes and listen to my voice. Turn off your brain. Let me take care of you. You trust me, right, pup? Then start off slow, moving the finger in and out. Don't go too fast. You're just working yourself up. Can feel the lube helping ease the way as your hole relaxes around the intrusion. Oh, that's it. This is all to help you prepare for a present I left behind. I had planned on using this tomorrow night, edging you with it the night before so that when I came home, you were all needy and begging to be touched. It doesn't take much to get you into a depraved state. Just have to edge you once or twice, and then you'll be begging strangers to let you come. Can't help yourself. It's why you're the puppy and I'm your owner. If you were in charge, you wouldn't know what to do with yourself, let alone another. It's better if you focus on what you're actually good at, like fingering yourself open, right? Why don't you add a second finger, puppy? Your pussy's going to need to be stretched much larger than this to take what I left behind. You want to feel it, don't you? Moaning out your answer. Add that second finger, pup. You deserve it. Need to make sure your hole is nice and stretched out to take what I have planned. See, I knew I was going to be away for a few nights, so I came up with something. That way, we could still have our Sunday date nights. Since I'm going to be staying later than planned, I figure it's okay if you get the present a day early. That way you aren't so lonely. I left something behind for you to take care of yourself with. I know how much my puppy hates being empty. It's the worst feeling in the world for you, isn't it? Yeah, too much of a slut for your own good. You're only happy when you're split open, getting bent in half, or even just fucked to the point of stupidity. You're really happy to be told what to do, so easily falling back into pup space. Just a simple call from your owner is enough to put you in the right frame of mind. If it was up to me, you would simply never leave this space. Would always be obedient and on your hands and knees for me. I know you wouldn't have any complaints. This is your favorite place to be, puppy. No thoughts, no concerns, just pleasure as you touch yourself, listening to my instructions, so eager to obey. Such an obedient puppy. Oh, yes, you are. Getting more desperate the longer you work yourself. I think it's time for you to add a third finger, don't you? Once you have a fourth inside you, I think you'll be good. So start scissoring them for me, pup. I want to make sure you're going to be able to take whatever it is, regardless of the size. I'm sure that head of yours is filled with possibilities for what I have possibly left behind. Only fueling you to go faster as you thrust your fingers in and out of your fuckhole. Sounds so fucking wet for me, puppy. God, it's so hot hearing how it only takes my voice to make you fall apart. So eager to do what you're told, to obey, to be praised for it. What a sweet little puppy slut I have. You're all for master, aren't you? Only gets me wetter to hear how turned on you're making yourself. Why don't you start rubbing yourself as well? Is that going to be too much for you, puppy? You can take it, puppy. You're going to touch yourself, but you're not going to come. In fact, you're going to add that fourth finger and edge yourself. It's going to make what is planned feel so much better if you've already worked yourself up once or twice. I just love how big your orgasms can get. Hearing you chant master as you try to keep some semblance of self-composure. Ugh, nothing gets me wetter. The noises you're making for me are so fucking sexy, puppy. So pathetic as you whine, rocking against your own hands. Your fingers continue to scissor and thrust inside your hole as you spread your legs wider, putting on a show despite not being around. You want to make sure you look your best for master, don't you? What if there was a camera in the bedroom? You never know when I'm going to just peek in. Such a good puppy slut. Keep it up. Keep touching yourself. Don't even think about stopping. Not until you feel yourself teetering on edge. You're going to make me proud of you despite the very long distance, right? Nothing feels as good as pride does. Not even an orgasm. Can hear how worked up you're starting to get. Moving your fingers in and out while you continue to stroke yourself. You impale yourself deeper. No matter where you turn, there's more pleasure. You find yourself drowning in it as you try to hold back, try to ignore your own release. But it's getting so much harder. I can hear how shaky your voice is, puppy. So honest when you get like this. Don't have the ability to think about anything besides how good you feel. Such a greedy little thing. Mindlessly chasing your own pleasure. It's a good thing I'm here. Master takes such good care of you. You don't even have to make a decision for yourself ever again. Get to enjoy how good everything feels as you do as you're told. The perfect life for you, pup. How badly do you want to come? You sound so desperate. I think you should stop. I don't want to let you come, right? I'm sorry. It must be so hard on you. So close to an orgasm only to be told no. You feel the throbbing between your thighs, demanding your attention. Such a small issue in the grand scheme of things. You're going to ignore your own wants for the present I left behind. I need you to get up and look in the chest by the edge of the bed. There's going to be something really big in there. Do you see what it is? That's right, puppy. It's a giant teddy bear. It's around 5 feet, so it's only 4 inches shorter than me. I figured since I was going to be away, one of us should at least get a good night's sleep. As you drag it out of the box, I'm sure you've noticed the other part of it by now. Since I wasn't there in the flesh, but you still obviously have needs to be taken care of, I thought this stuffy might help. I'm going to stay on the phone while you give her a very warm welcome. See, I made sure to get a very nice leather harness to wrap around the hips of the bear. I know how important it is for puppies to get their daily exercise by riding, and since I'm not there to help, I figured this would be a nice and easy solution. I'll walk you through what to do since it'll be your first time. I'm sure you're nervous about pleasing someone besides Master, aren't you? Your pussy always feels good, puppy. You've got nothing to worry about. In fact, why don't you take a seat? You don't want to leave Mrs. Bear's strap all alone like that, do you? I didn't say you could start moving, did I? You're going to keep the strap inside your cunt as best as you can. You're not going to bounce. You're not going to rock. You're not going to ride. You're just going to rub yourself against the soft fabric, understand? Does it feel nice? The drag of the fur against your heightened sensitivity, still recovering from your first itch. That brush feels almost like it's too much from that gasp you made. My goodness. Keep it up. Making the sweetest noises as you try to keep them inside. Don't remember telling you to do that, puppy. You're supposed to be my personal whore for the night. You're going to put on a show, aren't you? Then let those noises out, pup. It's not right for you to keep them inside. Think about how wet it makes me to know you are enjoying yourself. trying to keep the strap inside. It's easier said than done when you're moving your hips. Your body responds by bucking itself into the stuffy, trying to take more of Mrs. Bear inside your greedy fuckhole. I'm not there right now, so you're going to have to settle for pleasing someone else and simply pretending it's me. Don't disappoint me, puppy. I've been bragging about you to Mrs. Bear all weekend, telling you what a good slut you are. You're going to give Mrs. Bear top treatment so that you don't embarrass your master, right? Don't want to turn me into a liar because you're too nervous. That's why I'm here. Walking you through each and every step. As long as you are a good slut and do as you're told, Mrs. Bear is going to enjoy herself. Just need to keep working your hips against her, fucking yourself into her soft fur. That's right. Such a good puppy. Sounding more and more pathetic as you do as you're told. So sexy when you take orders. Making me so proud. Keep it up. Don't come, though. You don't have permission yet. You need to earn it. And that's... that's something you haven't done yet. You don't sound like you're close enough to wanna come. Haven't even started a ride, Mrs. Bear, yet. All you have done is fuck yourself against her and start to lose control. You gotta make her feel good if you want release. Right now, you are working yourself up for no reason other than it makes me happy to hear you get all breathy and pathetic on the phone. Working yourself up just to be told no. Someone who respects themselves wouldn't even attempt this. It's a good thing you don't have stuff like dignity, right? It would only get in the way of your fun, wouldn't it? Dignity doesn't make you feel as good as keeping the strap in your pussy does. Grinding yourself against Mrs. Bear. This is what being a slut gets you, huh? Listen to those moans, melting into the pleasure. It's getting harder to deny yourself. Can picture how your thighs would be shaking right now. Sweat beating on your forehead as you work your hips, applying pressure, trying to get as much friction as you can. It feels so good as you greedily chase your own pleasure. Your breathing becomes more frantic as you try to keep your pace, but it's getting harder. You're feeling better, finding yourself closer. Oh, what a good puppy. Trying your best not to come. That's what I like to see. Keep it up. Keep going. Such a well-behaved slut. You're going to make a good first impression on Mrs. Bear. Going to do everything in your power to not disappoint or embarrass Master in front of her new friend, right? Such a good pup. Can hear how desperate you're getting the faster you move. So close from being edged once earlier. It takes almost no effort to get you worked up again. Pretending that it's me underneath you. That it's my strap you're trying to keep warm. Oh, that's it. That's a good oar. I wish I could see how your hips were moving right now. I can only imagine how hot you look. I just have to settle for your noises as you inch closer to your release. Do you want to come, puppy? Do you think you deserve your orgasm? Oh, you sound so cute when you're all needy and pathetic like this. I think you should stop moving. You're going to come if you keep going, and you don't have permission for that yet, do you? Whining as your hips stop. Answer me honestly. How are you holding up? Do you want to keep going for the big finish, or do you need to tap out, puppy? Should have known that was going to be your attitude. You're so close to earning your release. You're not going to stop now. You're determined. Like a dog with a bone, nothing's going to deter your mind. Take a few seconds, catch your breath, enjoy how Mrs. Bear feels inside you. It's not too much, is it? Strap all warm inside your pussy, filling you up how you need. You just want to bounce on it, don't you? Are you willing to beg for it, or? Then beg and maybe I'll give you permission to start moving that pussy of yours. After all, if that's all you want, then you'll beg, won't you? Keep going. Well, if you insist, while I get set up over here, I want you to start moving. I just need to find the toy I brought with me to enjoy this as well. Didn't even give me a chance to join in. You just started moving right away. Only got one thing on your mind, huh? Oh, it's all right, pup. Keep moving. Keep riding Mrs. Bear. That's what she's there for. You're imagining it's my strap underneath you, aren't you? Why don't you clench around it? Show Mrs. Bear just how tight you can be. It feels good, doesn't it? Grunting your acknowledgments, you keep your pace slow, knowing I didn't tell you to go fast or anything. I want you to try to match the pace with my vibrator. We are going to come at the same time, despite the distance. Understand? Very good. Placing it right on top of my clit, I spread my tattooed thighs wide in an invitation. If only you were here, crawling on your hands and knees towards me. Getting closer, like you were going to eat me out. I would sit on your face and fuck that mouth of yours. I've missed how your breath feels against my thighs, how your tongue dives into my hole, how you suck my clit between your lips. It's always so fucking good. Know just what Master needs before she even says it. Such a good puppy for me. Now you have to settle for the imagination, for the memories of times past. Going to make good on it when I get back home. Going to remind you that you are all mine. Doesn't matter how far apart we are. At the end of the day, you're always going to be my puppy slut. Even if you are riding Mrs. Bear's strap. I don't want anyone else but you, whore. Just your noises are enough to make me feel good. Absolutely so, just listening to you be on your best behavior. Doing everything you're told. Oh, yes. Don't keep those sounds in sight. Let me know how good my friend feels. Mrs. Bear's cock fits inside you just right, doesn't it? Oh, those sounds of yours. They're making my brain get all twisted. Having a harder time coming up with what to say. Just want to listen to you fall apart. It's so addictive. Love how my friend's strap feels inside you, don't you? Oh, I knew you would. When I was picking out the strap for her, I wanted to make it as realistic as possible. I figured, since she was a teddy bear, it was only fair that she had a bear of a cock to match. Your hole is stretched just right around it, taking every inch so greedily. Don't want to be empty, not even for a second, because that's too much. Just grateful for the forefinger stretch from earlier, aren't you? Makes sense now that you have Mrs. Bear all the way inside you, sitting on every inch. I needed you to be able to fit her inside. We're going to be able to take her without any prep, regardless of how much we've played together. Could have been as turned on as you've ever been, and it still wouldn't have fit without a bit of help. That's okay, though. You're doing good. You're putting on a good show for Mrs. Bear. I can tell she's really enjoying it. Loves how your hips are making her feel as your fuckhole tightens around her. You're going to make her come inside you, aren't ya? You want to make her feel good because that's what Master told you to do. Not going to disappoint me in front of such a close personal friend. After all, you're alone for the night. Need to make Mrs. Bear feel good for Master. That's your only task. Not going to fuck it up because it's the one thing you always do well. Love being a whore and riding straps. Work your hips just right. You find yourself grinding against the soft fur with each bounce. don't even need to touch yourself. You're going to come just like this, aren't you? Oh, so fucking close from being edged twice already. You feel your orgasm quickly approaching for a third time. Do you think you're going to earn your orgasm this time? I'm not sure, Pop. Do you deserve it? I mean, you sound like you can take quite a bit more from my friend. Just listen to those moans. You're not teetering on edge yet. I think you'll be able to take another edge. Maybe two or three. Practically crying, begging to not have that happen. So out of breath as you continue to work the strap for Mrs. Bear. It's getting harder to ignore the growing pleasure. Every bounce pushes you a bit closer to edge. Just listen to you. No idea how sexy you sound. Keep moving. Keep bouncing. Just like that, slut. You're doing so fucking good. Just a bit more. You're going to come all over Mrs. Bear's strap while on the phone with me, right, Pop? So fucking desperate. I can only imagine how pitiful you look right now. Straining to keep your composure. To hold back your orgasm despite your intense needs. Oh, such a good puppy slut for me. Don't hold anything back. Let me hear all those pathetic little sounds. It makes Mrs. Bear feel so good to know you're that close. She's going to come inside you, fill you up with everything she has. Going to be a good slut and take it all. That's how you make me proud. Keep working her strap for me, Fluffy. Can hear how close you are. Wanting to come so badly. Just waiting for permission. Such a well-trained slut. That's my good pup. Making Mrs. Bear and Master feel so good at the same time. Fuck. Oh, you're so talented. This is what you're supposed to be doing, puppy. This is all a slut is good for, isn't it? Oh, moaning as you try to fight back. Sound almost as desperate as I feel. I'm going to count down from 10, and you're going to let go with me, understand? Oh, good job, puppy. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Let go. What do you say to Mrs. Bear for making you come? Remembering your manners. Such a polite little pup slut. Did you have fun, or was this too weird for you? Really? You liked it? No, I'm not upset or anything. I'm just surprised, that's all. I was really nervous about doing something like this with you. It was so far out of my comfort zone, and it's something that we've never even tried before. Like, I've always done pillow humping stuff with you, but This felt a little bit more intense than that, you know? So you were being serious when you said you liked it? The only reason I wanted to make sure was because you sounded really fucking hot. Hearing you get all out of breath as you fucked yourself on my friend. Oh, it was so sexy hearing those noises. How desperately you were trying to prove yourself to me. That you could be a good pup slut and like care about my reputation like that. I want to try it again. Only this time, I think I want to be in the room to watch. Do you think you would be comfortable with it? Well, I was thinking you could take Mrs. Bear from behind while I fuck your mouth. I would get to watch all those emotions across your face as you enjoy yourself. I don't think I could ever share you with a real person. I'm far too jealous for something like that. But a teddy bear like this? Now that's a whole new world of possibilities. Would you be comfortable with something like that? I have no problem with working my way up to something like that. Obviously, this is about you and what you are comfortable with too. If you told me you didn't want to do this ever again, I would respect that and dispose of Mrs. Bear when I got home. I want you to enjoy our sex life too. Don't agree to do something just because it makes me happy. Believe it or not, my enjoyment is kind of based on your entertainment and how much you seem to be enjoying yourself. So, if you want to do more stuff like this, but start slowly, that's okay. I get it. My idea was kind of jumping directly into the deep end, wasn't it? So then, we go slow. If it'll make you feel better, how about we talk about this more in person? That way you aren't coming off of being edged a few times. There's no distance between us and we can have a real conversation about exploring this brand new kink. Does that sound better? Thank you for understanding, puppy. I love you so much. You did really well tonight. Went above and beyond what I asked. Even when you were a little blindsided. Would you want to play this game again tomorrow night? Since I'm not getting back till Wednesday now, I was just thinking, it might not be bad if you were to do some training with Mrs. Bear, right? After all, I don't want my puppy skills to get rusty or anything. Do you want me to make a little regimen for you to do tomorrow while I'm at all my boring work meetings? Of course I would do that for you. I would do anything for you, pup. I love you. I'll text it to you later, okay? All right. Then I'm going to say goodbye. I just saw what time it is, and if I don't make it to dinner, my boss is definitely going to kill me. So I'll text you in like an hour, okay? Awesome. I love you. Wait. Before I go, if you're getting in the shower, can you please send me some pictures? God, you're just the best, aren't you? All right. I'm going to go for real now. I love you, puppy. Have a good night. I'll talk to you tomorrow.